Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News. Deputies in Dade County asking for the public's help finding a missing woman. The sheriff's office says 43-year-old Rebecca Jean Massey last seen April 15th in the Trenton or Chattanooga area. Authorities sharing information about her disappearance over the weekend. Massey is 5'7", around 140 pounds, hazel eyes, and long blonde hair. Anyone with information that could help locate her urged to contact the Dade County Sheriff's Office by email. Her picture and more information on our website at discoverdade.com. Two people are behind bars following a high-speed chase that crossed state lines through Dade County. According to the DeKalb County Sheriff's Office, the pursuit started Monday evening of last week when a deputy attempted to stop a speeding vehicle. Authorities say the driver sped off, reached speeds of over 100 miles an hour, traveled into Dade County along Highway 301 before turning back into Alabama. Deputies say the chase ended in Jackson County after a pit maneuver forced the vehicle off the road. The driver, ID'd as 52-year-old Byron Ray Gentry of Flat Rock, accused of trying to hit a deputy before running from the scene. Investigators say 39-year-old Chloe Michelle McDonald of Trenton then attempted to drive off but was quickly stopped. Authorities report methamphetamine, drug paraphernalia, and a firearm were found inside the vehicle. Both suspects facing multiple charges and remain in custody. DeKalb County Sheriff Nick Weldon says the situation could have turned tragic, but quick coordination by deputies brought it to a safe end. In Walker County, Commission Chairwoman Angie Teams says they will host a series of town hall-style gatherings throughout the rest of the spring aimed at connecting directly with residents across the county. The meetings are designed to provide community members with an opportunity to discuss issues important to them and share ideas on how Walker County can continue to improve quality of life for residents. Each town hall meeting starts at 6 p.m. and will be held in several locations. The first meeting, in fact, is coming up tomorrow evening at the County Administration Building at 101 South Duke Street in Lafayette. A rotating panel of county department heads and officials expected to attend the meetings and help answer questions regarding county operations, ongoing projects, and long-term strategic planning efforts. County leaders say the forums are intended to encourage open communication and strengthen engagement between local government and the communities it serves. Small businesses and nonprofits in Dade, Walker, Marion, and Hamilton counties may now qualify for federal assistance due to ongoing drought conditions. The U.S. Small Business Administration is offering low-interest economic injury disaster loans to help organizations recover from financial losses tied to the drought that began back in December. Eligible applicants include small businesses, agricultural cooperatives, nurseries, aquaculture operations, and private nonprofits. However, the program does not apply to farmers or traditional agricultural producers. Officials say the loans can be used to cover expenses like payroll, fixed debts, and other bills impacted by the drought. Loan amounts are available up to $2 million with interest rates as low as 4% for businesses and just over 3.6% for nonprofits with terms up to 30 years. The deadline to apply is December 10th of this year. For more information, you can visit the SBA website. And the Atlanta Braves took the series from the Los Angeles Dodgers with a 7-2 win yesterday. Atlanta now 28-13 on the season, holding on to first place in the National League East. The Braves, using a strong offensive performance and solid pitching, securing that victory and the series win over one of the top teams in the league. The Braves are back home at Truist for a three-game home set with Chicago. They'll start it up tomorrow night, airtime 6 o'clock tomorrow evening here on your home of the Braves for 30 years, KWIN. That's your KWIN News Update. Stay up to date anytime at discoverdade.com and throughout the day right here on the home of the Braves, the Georgia Bulldogs, and NASCAR, 101.3, 104.3, 106.1 FM and AM 1420, Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.